It was a very defensive game today. You guys came out on the right side of it.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on how the team played today?
Well, I thought we managed the game very well. I thought the guys were really bought in. A lot of penalties. Some of them were, I'm not sure if we deserved them as much as we should. But that being said, I thought the guys did compose, really. And we could have got a couple of goals. I think we had the most of the scoring chances in the game. And, you know, the goalie played well, and we missed some open net. Let's call a spade again. But for Mac Aaron to score a big goal at the end of the game, I think it was well-deserved because he played a hell of a game, and we're all happy.
Jake told us in the dressing room, and you mentioned in French as well, that he wasn't supposed to play today. Can you give us, like, the timeline of how it went today?
Well, you know what? Last night I felt Jake was... You know, it's been a tough go the last few games for him emotionally. He played so well the first 10 game of the season. He didn't score a goal, and now he's went so long without scoring that, you know, I just want him to reset. And I think emotionally he was tired. So he understood, and he said, it's the best thing that can happen to me. And I said, you got to be back in the lineup in Toronto. And then we got the call from the Canadian about Charlie Hudon. So we put him in the lineup. And he just skated this morning with Alex Burrows, and he goes, I'm ready, coach. And I thought he played one of his best games in a long time. He wasn't thinking. I think he was having fun. And it was well-deserved that he scored that goal at the end of the game.
You mentioned it's well-deserved. I mean, you saw him in the last couple, after the McCarron goal, back-checking, playing well defensively. Is that kind of where you want him to start his game, your defense and the offensive cover?
I want every player to be good on 200 foot. And then to be offensive when he can with the capability he has, and then be good defensively for me is for everybody. Everybody can play defense. Everybody can defend. It's just, you know, we can teach them. Maybe they don't know how to do it. But as long as, you know, they invest in it, they can all defend. And, you know, you create offense from, there's two ways you create offense. By executing great plays and taking your opportunity, or by defending and turnovers. And if you look at the Venmo lines, is there a line that provoked more offense by checking? Like, it's there. Venmo is creating offense on the PK just by defending. Well, that's one of the reasons why, you know, he's doing well, and that line is doing well because they're defending well and they provoke offense from it.
And the power play struggled. You had a 5-on-3 for 2 minutes that didn't really get much going. Is it a transition with
well, yeah, I think, you know, Xavier's got a lot of experience, and, you know, obviously he's on his out, but I think we had 2 goals. We just didn't put it in. 2 open net. Peck had an open net, and then McCarron had an open net, and we score, and just the net's open. It's just we didn't put it in. We put it in. He said, what a great play would have been in a power play. So, like, it's not like we didn't get chances. For me, 5-on-3, you get 2 open net. You did the job. We just didn't finish it.
Thank you.
Thanks.